This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. As we all learned in grade school, the Industrial Revolution changed the world in fundamental ways. Well, some believe that the U.S. is undergoing a new Industrial Revolution. Not quite mainstream, perhaps, depending on who you're talking to, but certainly important enough that the Obama administration has jumped on the bandwagon, celebrating the geeks, entrepreneurs, and students driving a new wave of innovation with a nationwide Day of Making recently. Joining us now is one of the makers, Scott Allen, is an engineering scientist at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much for coming in, Scott.
Absolutely.
So what is making and who are the makers?
Anybody. Anybody can make. My 9-year-old kid can make, on up to your PhD scientist engineer type.
Well, I mean, what's different about, the way that I grew up making? For example, I'd use popsicle sticks and whatever I had handy, string, rubber bands, whatever. And I'd build, little sculptures or models or whatever. Erector sets, another kind of making, I presume? Or, we're not really talking about that when we talk about maker culture.
Right. Well, the paradigm shift has already happened, and it's continuing to happen because the tools that are available are quite different. There's laser printers, laser cutters, 3D scanners, 3D printers that are under the $1,000 range to where kids on up to your PhDs have access to.
So we're talking about the democratization of the tools that can make things. It used to be that you had to have a lot of money to invest in big what they call them, CNC machines and that sort of thing, laser cutting implements, that all that?
Absolutely. They are all over the place now with makerspaces and Kickstarter fueling a new maker culture. It's really, I dare say, revolution, but it's becoming one.
Well, a lot of people are talking about this as a kind of revolution that if you are prone to think of America as a consumer culture. Already we're starting to see a burgeoning, is it underground still, or is it very much sort of starting to break out of that mold?
It's at the tipping point, I would say.
Hmm. When you said maker spaces, what's a maker space?
A maker space is changing as we're speaking, but what I would say it is now is a place where you can go instead of your garage. Instead of spending $1,000 for this 3D printer or this laser cutter, someone's already invested into that, and you just pay a membership fee, kind of like a gym membership, and you learn how to use the tools. They train you, they teach you, and away you go. Your creativity is the only thing that limits you.
What is the practical import of all this?
You collaborate, and you make things simple or complex, and the thing that comes out the end of that is actual businesses.
Kickstarter. Businesses are coming out.
Businesses, yes. A good example is Oru Kayak. They were recently on Shark Tank, if you've watched that before.
Okay.
And they started at a makerspace. There are three guys, I believe, that were really into kayaking, and they wanted to make a lightweight kayak that they could carry on the plane. Because, you know, if you're a kayaker, it's, 50 pounds to carry anywhere. You can't travel on the plane with it. So they actually look back to their childhood inspiration, which is origami. And they invented, with the help of TechShop, Tech Shop didn't necessarily help them invent it, but it helped them flesh out the prototype to see what is possible. And I think that's one and the same, if you ask me. Yes, you have an idea, but you really, the crux of the idea happens when you're making it, and that's really what's all about. So they fleshed it all out at Tech Shop, opened up a Kickstarter account, and got $500,000. I think they were asking for 80 to begin with, and away they went.
So this is actually already starting up for-profit businesses, and I can see now that if this does become widespread, more widespread than it is today, then this is the new age of small factories dotting the nation. This is no longer made in China or overseas or what have you. People will be making things here. But can it ever be mass production? I mean, do you see this becoming America once again becoming a place where consumer products are mass produced as a result of this sort of maker uprising?
Sure. I think you have to start somewhere. Just like new product development, you talk to industrial designers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers. They have to start somewhere. And so they go to these maker spaces. They're not going to make 1,000 of them there. They're going to make one, maybe two, maybe
prototypes
three.
Prototypes or
prototypes.
Something.
Yeah. And then, you know, really that's the crux of the problem. And I think that's why the president is looking into this, is you have a technological jump that has to happen in order to mass produce.
J. Scott Allen is an engineering scientist at the University of Texas at Austin and a maker himself. Thank you so much for coming in. We sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.